In our Wednesday night Bible study of the Gospel of Matthew, we become well aware of the different character difference of the writers of the four Gospels. They each have a particular emphasis they're trying to make about the life of Jesus, the good news of the Gospel. They each have their own particular style. And I think Luke probably wins the prize for the flamboyant storyteller. I mean, he just loves a good story. He tells it with great description and great drama. As you probably know, Matthew, Mark, and Luke share a lot of the same sources. Since Matthew and Luke were written after Mark, they use his stories. But here again, they come with their own stance. And what I see in this wonderful story today that fits well with the Isaiah passage and wonder about is, when will we ever learn the power of holiness that is available to us in our presence? I think that's the story Luke was telling us this morning in the gospel. That being fishermen, Jesus asked them to put a boat out and go out fishing. And they'd already labored all night. They were professional fishermen. I don't know at that time if they had any idea who Jesus was and what he had done for a living, being a carpenter, but they knew they were fishermen. And they knew if there were any fish out there, that they had worked hard enough and they had strived hard enough, and they were just cleaning up from a night of hard work and getting nothing. And I wondered if in their mind they were just humoring him. I mean, he was obviously a great teacher. People had gathered to hear him. They had followed him there to the coast of the Sea of Galilee. And when he got into the boat and asked them to push out and drop their nets, I guess they were being respectful. I mean, here's a great teacher in our midst, and he wants us to do this. And I mean, we're going to tell him that he's not going to catch any fish, but... you know, because he's a great man, obviously, we'll do it. But we see how the story went. They put out, and he told them to put out their nets. Against their protest, they dropped the nets, and to their great surprise, they felt the tugging on it, and they knew there were fish in the net. And as they began to pull it in, they realized there were way more fish than they could have imagined. So much so that they had to call their partners, come on out, give us a hand. We can't handle this. And the partners came out, and there were so many fish that both boats were about to sink in a bad fishing hole. They were in the presence of holiness. That's why Simon, you know, just threw himself down and recognized who Jesus was. He wasn't just a preacher. He just wasn't a popular man talking along the seaside. Simon somehow sensed in that moment he was in the mighty presence of holiness. And how can I stand, he thought, in that holy presence? Me, a sinner. How many times do we miss holy moments in our lives because we just aren't looking for them? Holy moments that could overwhelm us and yet at the same time sustain us when we think back on them. I think God still has holy moments for each of our lives. I think they're there in the everyday, among the ordinary. I mean, God chose a very ordinary people to carry forth his mission. not because they were a mighty and powerful nation, but just ordinary people, starting with Abraham, who had some faith in this guy. And maybe that faith is what led Peter to go along with Jesus and go out in the boat and put down the nets. But that moment became a holy moment. It was transformed by the presence of God in Christ Jesus right there in the boat with Simon and his brother. Right there as James and John were trying to haul in their nets. There was a holy moment in the day of a fisherman, so much so that Jesus says, don't worry, from now on you'll be fishing for men. And all four of them left their nets and followed Jesus. Now I say that because I think that helps us put the Isaiah passage in context. At least it did for me, having the prophetic passage from Isaiah and then having this gospel passage. Because to me, this passage in Isaiah is such a high and holy moment, I have seen it as rather extraordinary. And it is by its revelation. But here was a man, Isaiah, who came to the temple on a regular basis to pray. Another way of saying that might be he was the kind of person who tried to come to church every Sunday. But that day, as he knelt in the temple where he had prayed maybe thousands of times, just as you have come here and prayed hundreds, some of you even thousands of times, that day it was different. It became a holy moment. Just ordinary worship, ordinary prayer was transformed into the extraordinary, and he was lifted up in a vision and saw the very throne of God. An angel, seraphim, and was just stunned, but no more so than Peter was. Or James, or John, or Andrew. Because a holy moment broke into the ordinary. I don't know about you, but sometimes my prayers are kind of boring. I mean, I notice that I pray for the same people, you know, every day. I usually do it in the same order. And a lot of times I catch myself using the same words daily. I got so bored with it that recently I stopped asking blessings on people and decided, and interestingly enough, I still do it by the same order, but I decided I'm just going to give God thanks for these people. And then every once in a while ask him to throw a blessing, but I just realized that I was in this routine. Now, don't you think maybe that could have happened to Isaiah? He had this pattern. And he came into the temple as we come into church, and he decided to have a prayer that day. And it might have been going along, you know, the same sort of ordinary way. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't ordinary anymore. It became a holy moment. And it transforms his life. It transformed his ministry. Because God had a message for him to share with the people. And you know, that message may tell us why we miss holy moments. You know, he surrendered in that holiness. And God asked, "Whom shall I send?" And he says, "Here I am, send me. Go and say this to the people. Hear and hear, but do not understand. See and see, but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people fat and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed." God has given us the ears to hear him in holiness. But we're overwhelmed with the sounds of the world and our own thoughts. God has given us the eyes that are capable of seeing holiness and majesty and power. But we see the things in this world we want to see and are horrified by the things we don't want to see. God has given us, through our spirits, the ability to perceive his very holiness and to understand the depths of his love. But we concentrate on digesting books and newspapers and things about this world. Maybe we're so wrapped up in the mundane that we miss holy moments all the time where God could speak to us with extraordinary power. We come today to celebrate a holy moment. Even if we forget it during the week in our regular runabout life, we come today to celebrate a holy moment. And it's a special celebration this Sunday because the chalice and paten we use, we're honoring Linda Snyder, who passed away before I came. I guess from what I hear in this church, if there ever was a saintly person in this congregation, she was certainly in that category. And I did not know until a month or so ago that this chalice and paten were given in her memory. I don't know, maybe you did. But someone suggested, why don't we honor her sometimes by using that? I understand she was a February birth person. And at least that's what I was told. I didn't go check that out. But whether it's her birth month or not, we're honoring that woman and those who honored her with these memorial gifts in our Holy Communion. And I think Linda, from what I've heard, knew about holy moments. I would think she'd want us to experience this as a holy moment. This morning, I see you, some of you nodding your heads. God wants us all to have holy moments. Pray for that as you come to share the cup and the bread. That God will give you the eyes and the ears and the minds to understand the holy moments he has for you in your life. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we love you. Most of all, because you first loved us. How many holy moments have we missed in our lives because we did not have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, or the minds to perceive and understand? May by the power of your grace, we learn to see the holy moments you present in our lives. To be wowed and overwhelmed by a sense of heavenly awe in the midst of our everyday lives. Thank you for these two great examples of holy moments experienced by your servants in the past. Bless us as your servants today with holy moments. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.